Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Al Jackson's in the studio again, plus the Fuller Brush Man, Ace's Joke of the Day, and the Doug Henthorn House Band, all right after this.
Today's hottest celebrities have their own colognes. People pay top dollar for designer scents from Jay-Z, Justin Bieber, and Michael Jordan, just to name a few. Bob and Tom found the perfect celebrity to back their new scent. A man who knows about making a good impression.
Wiener.
The new cologne, endorsed by disgraced former Congressman Anthony Wiener. It's simply called Wiener.
Wiener.
The name says it all. But don't just take our word for it. Let's hear from the ladies falling in love with
Wiener. The smell of Wiener drives me wild.
Wow.
One whiff of Wiener and I can't control myself.
Wiener. It's hard to beat Wiener.
Uh-huh. Wiener cologne is an aromatic blend of pride, arrogance, and not a hint of shame.
Uh-huh. Wiener.
A bottle of Wiener cologne is the perfect gift for any occasion.
It was my boyfriend's birthday, and I wanted to surprise him with a new cologne. So I thought we'd play a little game of hide the Wiener. Well, you should have seen the look on his face when I finally pulled his Wiener out. He had a great birthday, and I did too.
My husband loves his wiener. That's the first thing he grabs every morning.
Wow.
And he knows how much I love it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he'll surprise me by texting pictures of it. Here's another one. See, there he is, holding his wiener.
Oh, my.
Ladies, if you're hoping to score some wiener, it's easy. Just look for a big, long package with a sexy picture of Anthony Wiener's huge, swollen nose.
Oh.
And for our amigos south of the border who want to smell muy bien, yeah, look for Carlos Danger.
Danger.
Danger. And Wiener. Only from Bob and Tom and Frig'em Off Fragrances.
Yes.
Wiener.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, this is smoky. I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The smoke rolls in. Everything's kind of hazy. I don't know what's happening.
I need a drink.
Want some whiskey in your water?
I want some sugar in your tea. Scoot
What's
that seat back.
Crazy question they're asking me.
Did you light that and smoke it? What is
be.
That? That's the sound of Doug Henthorn. Doug's got a new project out there. We'll tell you about that in a few minutes. Doug has been kind enough to come here today with Wade Parrish on the drums and Tim Fuller on the bass. Tim couldn't play drums because...
Why?
Well, then he'd have to play the brushes, and they'd call him the Fuller Brush Man.
Oh, dude.
Anybody get that joke? Anybody?
Looking at Ace's face, I'll say one person definitely
didn't. No
one
still alive got that joke.
Is the Fuller Brush Man still a thing?
No.
I don't
think
so.
Okay, sorry.
Was it?
Thanks,
thing?
Doug. Thank you very much.
They would come door to door with their vacuum.
In the 30s?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was a little boy, about once
Lord.
A year, ding dong, and it's the Fuller Brush Man. And you could buy a whisk broom or a brush.
You know what?
What?
You need to hear something. I feel like I'm the only one that's going to say it.
Yeah.
There are other people that listen to this show besides you.
Uh-huh.
Do you realize that?
And we'd like more of them to listen.
We'd like more of them to listen.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Instead of running like a herd to Google to find out what Fuller Brush Man
is. There is a windbag out there, a member of the Junior Windbag Society, that is going to send a nice letter. Thank you, Tom. I hadn't heard about the Fuller Brush Man in years.
Yeah, so if you've touched one person...
That's enough.
No. Is it?
No,
yes.
It's not!
No!
What's the most
broad
obscure thing that we've said today? That's not the most obscure
that's
thing.
That's pretty close. That's pretty close.
Evelyn Champagne King is fairly obscure.
No, not
Fuller Brush
people.
Was established in 1906.
So, what year was the Kentucky Derby established?
Sara Lee Corporation acquired the Fuller Brush folks in 1968.
Is it still out there?
There's
no. Well, no. I mean, no, now there's Sara Lee.
1968 in 2 months.
I'm sure that there's some dude out there right now carrying a sack full of brushes.
Do you think there's anybody that still sells encyclopedias just for nostalgia? There's got to be old people still like, I don't trust the internet.
Probably not door to door.
Can
you still go to Encyclopedia Britannica or whatever and order a set?
Probably.
For $25,000, yeah. Whatever it was.
Yeah, like, we got to make our margins. It's up to you and Tom.
There are probably public libraries that are pissing away a lot of money on stuff, that books that no one will ever open, and that's probably one of them.
And I thought as a kid, if you had encyclopedias, you were rich.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I can't believe we're still making phone books.
Yeah.
Or if you had those nature video cassettes. I was like, that's a rich person.
You would get like the card in the mail that would tell you like the animal for that month. And
Yeah.
Oh, I was always so jealous. Yeah. You would get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had one from each year. Like I had a cheetah, and then I had like a sea anemone or whatever.
I'd go with the sea anemone. That's very kinky. Now, see, someone out there just said,
I'd like one of those. I was going to say water skiing, but yeah.
No, I got a sea anemone going down a water slide. I had to get a pair of tongs to get my suit out of my ass. That's the voice of comedian Jeff Oskey. Jeff is a member of our staff and a great stand-up. And
Jeff just celebrated his 2-year anniversary with us yesterday.
Yes, all right.
If you can believe that.
I made it.
He mentioned it in the meeting, don't you remember?
I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Now, okay, Christy, which is worse, me not attending the meeting to see him go off the rails like he does, or him attending and not listening?
He's not listening. Yeah.
Working on the next joke.
No, I would say Tom being there is better than Chick's absence. I'm sorry.
I tried to go back, and it hasn't changed.
Chick can't go to the meeting, so.
No, here's
Chick
the meeting.
Chick hangs his head.
Here's the meeting that we'll have. We'll talk for 5 minutes, and then Tom will look at somebody and go, are you in the market for a home? What the hell are we talking about? Have you moved the family in yet?
Well, let me tell you about the school districts.
Yeah. Here's some things we have to do.
Well, Christy goes to the meetings but leaves after 10 minutes.
No, I leave. I have a certain amount of time because I have a standing 11 o'clock appointment, so I always have to be gone.
Really insulting when you walk out like that.
Oh, wow. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, Doug.
Apathetic Anonymous meets
can you guys
at 11.
Play
I'll just
something?
Quit going.
Excuse me. Can you guys play something that sounds like the soundtrack to a 70s-era porn?
Oh,
do you have anything, yeah.
Yeah,
in your
let's
repertoire?
Hurry up. Let's go.
No, this is how
do
live.
Do they know what it's 70s era porn is?
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah,
I guess they answered that question.
Oh, my God. Doug, awesome. Okay.
Have you seen the new Lawnmower Man?
Okay, Christy.
Yes?
Tell me about your 11:30 appointment.
That's an 11 a.m. appointment.
11? It's like pre-gaming for the nooner.
Yeah.
I wish it were that exciting. It's,
it's
I,
not?
No,
what is it?
I work out at 11 a.m. with
a
trainer.
Never mind, Doug. Forget it.
What's your trainer's name?
Yeah. Joe.
Trainer is she Joe. Hot?
By the way, trainer porn is a big genre, too.
Trainer porn?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
It's personal training.
Trainer
and then,
porn?
Like, yeah.
Jeez.
What, so they're lifting weights and then they're lifting skirts?
Are you serious?
It's like, yeah, they're working out.
Yeah.
And then, like, he helps her with her form and then they stop working out.
One second you're spotting, the next you're teabagging.
Oh, my God.
However, there.
And then you're spotting again later.
Yes.
I can't think of anything but the bench press, right? I mean, they're on the bench.
Yeah, that's got to be. Right? Yeah.
They get out the big ball and roll them around on the ball. They do that.
Tom would love it. They're all in yoga pants.
I love the yoga pants, Al.
All the women are in yoga pants.
Tom, I totally knew this.
Yoga pants are a serious thing. I love those things. My whole thing was, and I don't know if this is inappropriate to bring up, but I don't want to ruin Josh's day.
No, you won't.
But there have to be some dudes that are having sex on that Stanley Cup, correct?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Because, the Stanley Cup goes with the players.
The phrase, over a barrel.
Well, you'd have to lay it on its side, right?
Okay, look at all this personal training.
But then you can get two on there, Christy.
Great workout with her personal trainer, that one says. Wow. So much personal trainer.
There's a ton of it.
How do you find personal trainer porn?
I just Googled personal trainer porn and sent me to Pornhub.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mature Ebony gets some personal trainer D.
What do you think of that, Nick Cage?
I want to click on this and see if Al can name the mature Ebony in this.
Okay. I never do any. Mine is strictly just working out. Right. I promise.
Okay.
He's married.
Christy, I had no idea.
Married.
I just. I'm just thrilled.
Chanel Hart.
I've been working out. For 10
could you put your phone
that.
Down?
Sorry.
Jeez.
What if I just took it and went into the bathroom and locked the door?
Oh my God!
Do you call your mother on that phone?
I do. Yeah. Oh, that I go, hey, did you see the latest personal trainer for?
He can't hear her very well. It's something in the ear.
Sorry.
Well, your mom has a personal trainer. She's rich, right?
No, she's married to a man named Rich.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have a lot to get to.
That'll
here.
Serious things up.
No. So no one knew about the Fuller Brush Man. Sorry.
No.
I should explain.
And we're right back at it.
I should explain to Al that we have a new club we've started. It's the Junior Windbag Society.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody can join. No dues. All you really have to do is get the
you're going to say, no dudes.
I was like, I'm listening.
And you just have to, you can email us or text us with our new app and tell us when we make mistakes. You want to update us on various facts or stories, or perhaps you say, oh, I love the Fuller Brush Man. And maybe you've got a story about one.
Are there any more door-to-door sales?
I was going to say, what do you think the last thing was that was sold door-to-door successfully?
Other than like probably Lions Club brooms or light bulbs or something,
probably
I don't know.
Siding or something.
Windows, maybe.
Are those
I had a girl stop 2 days ago, but
no
she
kidding.
Was selling magazines and books through one of those programs that
here we go.
Supposed to help college students.
This comes to us from Angie.
Angie.
Yep. My beautiful. Uncle was a Fuller Brush Man. That's how he met my aunt.
That is pretty corny.
Both died. They were both in their 90s 30 years ago.
Yeah. And here's what the doorbell sounded like. Ding dong, chonka, chonka, chonka.
Chonka, chonka?
That's a porno doorbell.
Now, when you read the letters from the windbags, I probably should give it the proper intro. Here we go, Al, so you get the feel for it.
Why you gotta be such a windbag?
Well, Bob and Tom is
digging that.
Dear Bob and Tom, excuse me. While Tom is often obsequious, I must admit that his reference to the Fuller Brush Man initiated a nostalgic moment for me.
No.
My father, who passed away 30 years ago, was a Fuller Brush salesman.
Wait a minute, how long ago?
30 years ago.
Was I joking?
Wow.
I purchased his yellow sign at my mother's estate sale 5 years ago.
Wait, your mom just didn't give it to you?
I shall forward a photo of said sign.
Wait a minute, hold it back up.
Gotta work for it, buddy.
You know,
no free rides.
Close-knit family? You darn right we are.
Mother, may I have father's old yellow sign?
$5.
I want to teach you values of a dollar. It'll be $39.95.
Did I read this wrong? Maybe no.
At her estate sale. Does that mean she's dead too?
Oh yeah. Yikes.
But
in which case, you could have just taken it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Who's this guy? An idiot? Don't give his name.
Larry.
Oh. Geez.
Thanks, Larry. No, I see. He appreciated the Fuller Brush Man material.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Obviously,
no, he's no idiot.
He's now the vice president of the Junior Windbag Society. Thank you, Larry. We appreciate
he
it.
He moved up to VP that quickly.
Everybody's a vice president.
And Larry, it cost $50 to be in the windbag. So please send that to. I've got a windbag here for Al and Chick.
In a case of vodka.
I believe it was Al and Chick who were discussing the little brown jug.
Yes.
The trophy.
Is that Minnesota, I'm guessing?
The Little Brown Jug is the Michigan-Minnesota rivalry.
I said Michigan.
I swear, do you guys even watch sports?
There's a Little Brown Jug's harness race in Central Ohio, I think, like Scioto Dow.
But
or
the
somewhere.
College football one, yeah.
It's also the name of the best strip club
that,
you go to.
I went to that game once.
I was just handed this. In the late 60s, the Fuller Brush Man came to see my mom quite often.
Oh.
Some people say I look a lot like him.
There you go.
Signed Fuller Brushman.
Subject, Fuller Brushman.
Mr. Brushman.
And you can still get the Fuller Brush Sweeper on Amazon.
Huh. So, well, yeah, there was a company in New Jersey that bought the rights to the name.
Is that the manual vacuum that never picked up anything? You know, that just square on a stick?
Yes.
It did nothing.
Back that. Hunk of plastic.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we had one of those when I was a kid. I loved it.
What is that sweeper that cost? You did. Cost like $1,000 or something.
And oh, you, that you was changed Electrolex
the,
or no, Electrolux?
The Shark.
No, you change the motor. You can get motors
that's
for
Kirby?
It. Kirby vacuums.
That was sold door to door. The Kirby vacuum.
Kirby's are still sold door to door.
How often do you think the doorman, the door to door salesman, gets the housewife thing? Do you think that ever really happened?
Well, here's the problem with door to door now, because a lot of women aren't staying home anymore, so that's the.
But I think Al asked a much more interesting question, which is the
how often do you think it becomes a porn film?
The standard setup for porn films.
I knew a landscaper who said it happened. A woman would come on to him every now and again.
Really?
Yeah. Well, or at the very least, would show up.
Oskay
used to be a landscaper.
Oh, did you see it?
Yeah.
They would pay, or they would answer the door in sort of a scantily clad.
Yes, and lemonade on a tray.
Yeah, or they would come out and like weed and like, you know, a tank top, no brassiere underneath.
No.
Side boob action.
The natural low hangers.
Didn't know you were a doctor.
And you were all hot and sweaty. And
oh, yeah. The last person you want climbing on you is my sweaty, hairy ass.
My old roommate in Miami, he used to cut people's water off for the city, like if you didn't pay.
Oh, dude, that's really the best way.
He really did.
Yeah.
And he said, story. He said women.
Roger?
And he said women would come to the door and be like, what do I have to do to keep this water on? I got kids in this house.
Yep.
For real. Like, if you don't have any money, the backup quarterback sitting on the give him the helmet and put him in the game.
Did it work?
If you're going to run, you're going to pay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Well, that's pretty much human trafficking.
Well.
No, it's
a barter system.
It's a social contract between adults.
You take a couple cold showers, Tom. We'll see what you're offering.
Yeah. Well, put the kids in the other room and lock the door.
Tom doesn't have door-to-door salesmen in his.
You know, I've been so broke.
You can't get past the front gate.
Exactly. If a salesman gets through the front gate, four guys and two Jeeps pull up.
Yes.
I have to say, when that girl showed up 2 days ago and my doorbell went off, I didn't know what it was. And I go, is that on the television? Because my doorbell had never been rung, so to speak.
Is that code for something, Kristen?
Oh, I bet your doorbell's been rung.
No, in the new house, it hadn't been rung, and I didn't know what the sound was.
Is that still code for something?
Right now.
Is it time?
He's Cosby.
What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
Now we got a couple of movie buffs here, and they like quote lines from movies.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do.
That I've seen, but I don't remember the lines.
Go ahead, make my lunch.
Well, in Star Wars, Yoda, he has a last name.
Oh, yeah.
You know what his last name is?
Uh-uh.
Yoda Leihihu.
Leihihu.
He almost couldn't get the punchline out. He thought it was so funny.
I love that. Yoda Leihihu. Oh, come on. Is he Hawaiian?
Yeah, maybe
add to the setup. Yeah, he's you know that Yoda's from Hawaii.
If you just would have said Leihihu instead of and adding Yoda to it, I think let us do it.
Yoda Leihihu.
Okay, so no, we were talking about the Fuller Brush Man. And
dumb
I love
as ace.
That very much.
Joke
see.
Dumb as ace.
That's very good. My grandfather in the 50s had a door-to-door carpet cleaning service. Thank you, Rich. I find it somewhat amusing the chick would term me an idiot.
Grant me the serenity to accept the thing.
This is from our new junior windbag vice president, Larry.
Yeah.
He says, "You'll recall a short number of weeks ago, chick was prepared to assign the sports desk to me for a day."
What was that for?
The vaping smoke alarm situation.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, Larry.
Okay. We have lots of
doing
lots
a hell of a job,
lots
Larry.
Of junior windbags.
Keep it up, Larry.
Now, Christy.
Is this your homework, Larry?
We also have a dad in the room or two. Let me think here. One, two, three.
I don't claim my kids.
Four dads. Okay.
Everybody but Josh and Ace, as far as they know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now Father's Day just around the corner. Now, how many kids do you have?
I have one that's mine, but I have two other ones that I'm just taking care of because they're my ladies. So
they got a cane.
Make sure you put that in their birthday card. Well, you could have just said I have three kids.
My son, I don't know if you know this, Tom. Some of the other guys here do. He started doing stand-up comedy.
I didn't know that.
When I was dropping him off at his mom's last night. He was like, hey, maybe you could bring some of my jokes and tell them on the show.
Oh,
and
all right.
I was like, no. And he... So I brought his joke book. I'm going to try a couple of his jokes. And for Father's Day, I'm a proud papa. Okay. You know,
of course, yeah. Only,
if you guys don't like them, I'll put them in timeout when I get home.
Okay, all right.
Let's try this one. My dad's poor.
How thanks, poor dude. Is he?
I like going to my rich cousin's house for Easter time because they have a Fabergé egg hunt.
Oh
wow. That's rich.
I only found one egg this year, but it was worth $19,000.
That's a solid joke.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good
one. It's got a nice reference. It references Fabergé.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, he's a smart kid. Let's try this one. I just started sixth grade. I really, really, really like my teacher. I don't think my dad does, though, because every time he sees her, he says he wants to hit that.
Again.
He's killing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's rock solid joke.
Let's try one more. What is up with that Dora the Explorer? She's smart enough to speak two languages, but needs my help to count to 10 to cross the bridge? Sounds like a lazy... Oh, no. We won.
Oh, hey.
Oh, wow.
I read through some
your
of
son open for me?
Those are excellent.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.